This is RSBNB Update, episode 231, recorded Friday, November 20th, 2009. Dollars and cents. Hello, everybody. I'm here with Mr. King Kala, the permanent free-to-play moderator of RSBNB, existing since very early days onwards.
Yes, hello.
And Mr. Chief Snake, user number 100, who has
that
also been
sexy.
Here for a slightly longer period of time than King Kala. And both these guys here speak French. We were going to do the show in French, but we figured that I'd be kind of lagging behind, and that it'd be hard for you guys to understand, seeing as our primary audience is in the U.S., and they don't speak French there, unfortunately.
Mais non, il sera facile.
Okay, what'd you just say?
It would be easy.
Okay. Yeah, you sound like Gilles Duceppe there.
I have no idea who that is.
That's a topic for end the post-show. Call it, save that picture that we looked
yes,
up the other day.
I sure will. I'll have to Google it again.
Yes, okay. So you're probably wondering why the English person isn't here, Brad. Well, he's at a sleepover at the little RIF base, so we're doing the show in place of him, but assuming everything goes well, he'll be back next week. Anyways, this week was a rather whirlwind of updates on RuneScape, primarily because one controversial and one sort of welcomed update, if you know what I mean. We'll start off with the potions, I guess. And it's kind of ironic since both of you guys are free to play right now.
Yeah, right. At the moment.
Yeah, but you're gonna work to fix that, aren't you, right?
Well, yeah, it's just I haven't been bothered to play,
okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. Which you can discuss later, and Kala might have something in that department too, but Extreme Potions, they've been updated once again. I'll take this part of the update because I feel it's my natural fit as the 99 Herblore person here.
Go for it, bud.
Basically, they've been allowed in minigames, which we've been campaigning for. Castle Wars, Soul Wars, Safe, Free-for-All Clan Wars Battles, Tsar Fight Pit, and the Duel Arena, but of course, not no potion fights or tournaments. So that's good on that front, because it kind of didn't make sense as to why that was happening when they first released this. Because if you're not losing any money from this, why should the potion be outlawed, you know? Yeah. Do you know
we're
what
very
potions,
insightful.
Yeah, do you know what the potions are, Kala?
Yeah, the Overload, and I heard of course, everyone knows about the Overload ones and the some of the higher level ones, some of the stat boosting skills
for
that.
So if you want to know what this was initially about, go back to September, I think it was, I thought we were still in October. Go back to October and listen to the show on that matter. Also with this, the Extreme Magic Boost now gives you a +7 levels, instead of the blanket 30%, I believe it was. And the regular magic also gives you a +5 boost now. Which is kind of infuriated people once again, because it is different than it was before. Basically, mm-hmm. Now if your magic level is boosted, you'll get an extra 3% for each point. So for instance, with this +7 levels, what's 7 times 3, one of you guys?
21.
Okay. Now, Chief, what's 5 times 3?
15.
Okay. So the Extreme Magic will give you a +21% damage increase.
We've perfected our math skills since that last episode that you and me did.
Oh, yeah, right. What was that about? I forget.
I don't know, but something in the title to do with, what was it, 11 times 2 equals 21 or something.
Right. That was with the Google thing, the Google bot thing that you had to type into. But anyways,
Yeah. Goggles.
So, magic gives the regular magic potion gives 15%, as Chief did the calculation for you guys out there. So basically, with this, you can get a max of 21%, which decreases over time. plus your 10% staff bonus. So that basically means you can get now a 31% bonus at max, which is kind of infuriating to people because previously it'd be 40% throughout the entire process of the thing. So you go from 40% to 21% if you're just casting by hand, you know? That.
Oh, okay.
So mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
So if you take, for instance, what's everyone's favorite magic spell?
I'd say Fire Blast because it's the highest one that I can do.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't count for you, Chief.
I just straightforward don't use magic that much.
Okay, well, let's just say you're going Ice Barraging, which means a max hit of 30. So if you had a max hit of 30 and you were now getting 31% boost from that, your max hit would now be 39 compared to what it was before of 42.
Doesn't 39 seem like... is pretty good. I don't think they need to have much higher than that.
Yeah, and plus, don't remember, it freezes in place, right?
Yeah.
So.
So do you think this messes up the combat triangle, or do you think it fixes it?
Personally, I think that range and melee are still overpowered than magic.
So bringing it down, then, is a bad thing, then?
Yeah, I'd say so. But then you also have to throw in the thing about the freezing, which... I don't know. What do you guys think,
Chief? I think it's pretty fair with the freezing, but with range stuff, what advantage do they have now?
Crossbows. I mean, they've got...
What use of crossbows?
The specials,
they don't
know?
Do that much, do they? Yeah, but it's sort of only if you get lucky.
Yeah, and then they're mega expensive, too, because, you know, the dragon-tipped one, I believe, it has a chance of hitting with fire breath. So... Yeah, one wonders how they managed to come up with these, but I don't know. So, I wonder, what do most PKers use in this day and age? Does anybody know?
Gosh, I haven't been PKing since, like, 2006.
And free-to-play with that, too, right?
Yeah. Well, most people did free-to-play PK back then, right?
Yeah.
At least with the clients and such. There wasn't really, before the wilderness was removed, there wasn't really any solo PKing because they just got owned by a clan, right?
Yeah, we tried that a few times back in the day.
But, I mean, in free-to-play, even now, it's still really imbalanced, isn't it? Unbalanced, because basically you have to be melee, otherwise you can't hit anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that right?
Considering because...
Or, I mean, mages would be pretty strong, but they don't have any armor at all in free-to-play.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. They don't have any split barks, or I think that's still what they use. So,
well,
yeah,
not that anyone actually uses split bark nowadays, do they?
Yeah, that's true. But
I'm sure you'd be very eager to, you know? Kala, because you never had any magic armor.
Yeah, it's hard to be magic. Usually what they do is they'd hybrid. I think that was the standard, is they'd hybrid, so they'd have a rune scimitar and they'd just switch to that or something whenever they ran out of runes or something, or they'd have a binding melee attacker, so they'd use a scimitar and then they'd just bind people in place with the bind
That's
spell.
That's what I used to do when I was... on our PK trips, I used to be the magic person who would do the binding.
Or sometimes they'd have the rangers with melee armor, except for the dragon hide chest. So, and that usually works.
That pissed me off to no end, you know.
Yeah, because they'd still hit high even if you were melee. So it worked quite well if you had a range.
How we got from potions to free to play PKing, I'm not entirely sure.
Well, but, how the potions affect for Edge. No, actually, you know, we did go straight right off on a tangent, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
And it should be fair to say that you'll get this 3% boost with any magic boost. So if you take, for instance, what's that drink called? The blue one that you drink? That gives plus two? Not the Dwarven Stout. Wizard's Mind Bomb. There
yes,
we go.
That's what it was.
Oh.
I forgot temporarily.
Yeah, see, we're getting rather old here, so we need to... We need to keep track of what we're doing and stuff.
Because... We've been drinking too many Wizard's Mind Bombs.
I don't know. You know, somebody should take like a big mug, you know, like they make those in, and make a real-life wizard's mind bomb, you know, and then send it into Jagex.
But what's it made out of?
I don't know.
Well, how do we make it then?
I don't know. Maybe that'll be my winter project, wizard mind bombs.
Just fill it with something and put, like, blue food coloring in it or something. I don't know.
Okay, moving on. New magic spells, combat magic spells. They're titled Surge. You know, quite frankly, I was wondering when this came out if whoever was the developer on this was in George Bush's Oval Office coming up with these. Because, you know, he liked calling his military advances the Surge.
Okay, Shane.
I'm not sure about that. Don't they call tsunamis surges as well? Like waves?
Yeah, the storm surge.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, but maybe he was calling his 50,000 troops or whatever to Iraq a surge.
I thought that was the coalition of the willing.
Yeah,
that's a topic for another day.
Yes, I was just going to say the same thing. But anyways, in order of air, water, earth, and fire, levels 81, 85, 90, and 95, max hits of 22, 24, 26, and 28.
Is that without or with
without boosts? Any boosts.
Without.
Okay.
So, this is something that Brad was pondering about before he left. What exactly is the point in these conventional magic spells when they take one blood rune, seven air runes, and one death rune, plus 10 elemental runes?
For conventional uses, I don't think they would get a lot of use, but then again, neither do any regular magic spells nowadays. The only thing I can think of is that when I can't be bothered to switch to ancients for something like Stealing Creation, then it just comes in handy if I want to do some extra damage to people rather than using Fire Wave or something like that.
But it just seems really expensive, you know?
Yeah, but not in Stealing Creation, you see, because you get free runes anyway.
Oh, right.
See, I've got this all figured out.
Okay, so what else do you do with them besides Stealing Creation?
Absolutely nothing.
Well, okay. If it takes up that many inventory spots, you'd think it wouldn't be very practical for PKing either, because of, you wouldn't be able to carry as much food or that sort of thing or whatever.
Yeah, but nobody really uses food anymore when they PK.
Oh, God. So outdated.
Summoning familiars is where it's at for healing, pretty much. But I don't know. They look really interesting. I was going to ask you guys what you thought of how they looked, but that'd be a futile attempt because, you guys aren't free to play. I mean,
I've seen them. Someone posted a video on RuneWire how they look.
Okay.
Someone using them in Barrows. It doesn't seem like they have much of a practical use, even in Barrows, because the guy had to pray all the time.
I was able to one-hit guards with Water Surge.
But yeah, they do look really cool. I like that.
And did anybody else notice that they tweened the rest of the magic spells when they did this?
Well, no. I haven't been playing, let alone using magic.
Well, this is like the teleports and everything like that, so... I don't know.
I honestly didn't notice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so before we go on, I'm going to ask for potential ratings out of 5 on this extreme potion and magic spells combined.
Well, not sure. The spell thing, putting the spells up, I guess is good, but if it's not really practical, then that part only gets a 3 for me. The potions, if it fixes that, and that's probably a 4, so... But then again, the decreasing the magic power when it's already decreased, not so good. So I guess I'll go with a 3 overall.
Okay. Chief?
I'd give it a 4. I like the new magic spells are definitely necessary, and the potion update seems to cover everything that
we wanted.
Screwed up.
You know,
The magic boost, I mean, it doesn't affect me, and it sort of evens things out.
You guys listened to the show when I was complaining about them not being allowed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Initially, I thought it was a bad idea to not allow them there, you know, but after seeing what Jagex's methods were, I was able to stand behind it, I think. So that's good. So I'm going to give this week a 4 also. So 4 plus 4 is 8, plus 3 is 11, and 11 divided by 3 is 3.7, give or take a decimal point. Yeah.
I guess so.
Okay, now here's something a little more controversial for you guys, something we all should have an opinion on, seeing as we've all runecrafted a day in our life before. Basically, you know how you get double runes or 8x runes at 99 for heirs and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a higher chance of getting that rune multiplier as you approach the level. So, for instance, as you get closer to 91 runecrafting, you have a higher chance of getting 2 rune stones per essence.
Hmm.
So in effect, what they did is they've taken it from like a step kind of graph, and then they smoothed it out, you know? So, thoughts?
Well, it seems like the lower levels like this because then they get more runes for more profit, and the higher levels hate this because now they just nerfed it, basically. So there's been a split opinion once again with their update there, but I don't know. I guess personally for me, I would find it good because I have a lower level crafting level, rune crafting level. But if I had 99, I think I'd be pretty pissed off, especially since I didn't even have the chance of getting 3 natures for one.
Mean 2.
Yeah. No, if you get 2 at 91, right?
Yeah, you do.
So you'd have a chance to, you should have a chance to get 3 once you get to 99.
Oh, that's, I see. That's, I, so that's how you'd fix it.
Yeah, that's how you'd fix it is you'd. If you're going to give lower levels, like people, like level 90, wasn't really that low, if you give them a chance of getting 2, then you should give people above 91 the chance of getting 3. Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. That's a good idea. Chief?
I don't really know what I think. I think the update is good in a sense because it is quite difficult to buy runes nowadays, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the changes they made to shops.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I haven't actually tried buying any runes in a while, but good for the lower level runes, but the runes like nature runes, it just doesn't really work.
The common runes.
Yeah, the common runes, elemental and things like that.
Yeah. Devo is really pissed off about this. If you don't know him, he was on our show, episode 201, I think. Did our music and stuff. Thanks. He has 99 runecrafting, and he was rather pissed off about this, and he's a part of a campaign on the official forums to try and get Jagex to see it. And he did a guest article for us on the Informer, informer.rsbnb.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just to,
which I have open right now.
Just to say pissed off, I think that would be putting it mildly. So we'll just leave that at that. But I was talking to Mike about this, and he said actually that during this, after the spells came out, bloods and deaths were really hard to buy. Nobody was selling.
Yeah, that's only going to be temporary, though.
But it doesn't affect bloods and death. We have to remember that, too. Because you can only get double natures. You can't get double of anything else.
I don't think that was because of the runecrafting update. I think that was because of the spell update, because you have to use bloods and deaths. So people bought bloods and deaths to get them, so there weren't any left.
Yeah,
right? So that's going to be temporary.
But the question is, they marketed this as something to get more runes with, because with these new spells, you're going to need more runes. But the question is, why? Because if you're thinking, do you know anybody who makes their runes to train magic? Think.
Some people do, I guess.
Do you know anybody who's made
100? But but it's going to bring more into the into the economy and everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Elemental, sure, but it doesn't bring the whatever you want. What are they called in Steel and Creation? I forget.
Catalytic and
okay,
those, Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the catalytic runes.
I see what you mean.
It's not going to bring any of those in, so I'm just trying to figure out why this update happened anyways.
I don't know. I guess they thought it needed more because the higher level spells needed more. But then why would you put them for all runes? Like, I think the thing that they were complaining about is...
You can't get double death and blood, so it makes no sense.
Yeah, so after that...
I see what you mean.
Yeah, why?
And nobody uses... Well, I guess depends. I guess people do buy water runes and stuff, but who crafts those?
Yeah.
I don't know. This part just seems like some silly decision, you know?
So basically, the only thing that it screwed over was the nature runes, because those are the ones that are used the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the rest I think are fine because it will just generally bring more into circulation. But yeah, nature runes, I don't really understand that. But on the other hand, it is what is the word? I should know this word.
Illogical?
No, it's
Is it a self-fulfilling prophecy?
No, never mind. Lost it.
The current price of nature runes is 302 GP.
Hmm.
And they've been going down slightly.
They're in no danger at the moment, though. I don't think they will drop a hell of a lot.
Well, you never know.
Just at a guess. They'll stay fairly high.
Let's switch to the 180 graph.
Well, they have gone up, haven't they?
They are. Max at 317. I don't know, it just seems like a stupid update, you know?
Yeah, so they dropped one in today's change.
Yeah.
One isn't bad.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they've gone way up since before.
I don't know. Why are we still talking about this? We should just move on. Anybody else have anything on that?
I guess we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah. There's a quote I like to say right now, you know, but I'm not sure what it is.
Oh, God.
No, it's not that one.
Okay.
I was thinking the same thing.
That's for later in the show.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
In other news, your run mode's now stored between logins. You guys should have done that a long time ago. Yeah.
So what happened before? Could you like have 0% and then log out, then log back in and have 100%?
No, it means if you have the run option enabled, then it forgets it the next time you log in.
Yeah.
Now it remembers it.
I guess that's good.
Yeah, it's good when they remember anything.
You can now take Avas Attractor and Accumulator to
Atlantis. Inconsistency, that was the word I was thinking of. Now, that's good. Jagex are being consistent, remembering things. Okay, continue, Shane, sorry.
Yeah, you can take Avas Attractor and Accumulator to Atlantis, and you'll be able to use it now while in Castle Wars.
Yay.
And there's also an option to toggle to not receive junk. So I'm sure some of you have received things like, I don't know, a steel bar or a hammer or... Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've received?
Toy mouse. I think they pick up those as well. From memory.
Oh, that's funny. Did you play with the mouse?
No, I dropped
it. You didn't wind its tail up and let it go?
As tempting as that was, Shane, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's something you're missing, Kala. We have these toys and members that you can wind up and then they run around.
I prefer my pet rock.
Yeah, right.
Pet rock. We do have the toy horsies.
Yeah, but they don't walk around.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like mini summoning people that don't do anything.
Yeah. Hmm. The Pharaoh Scepter now displays its remaining charges.
That's good. More consistency.
That's good.
The summoning skill cape now has a boost option to match the other skill capes.
Consistency. Why
would this be missing in the first place?
Yeah, that's a bit worrying.
Cannonballs will no longer waste cannons on the NPCs in the process of dying. You can now also top up ammo when it's already firing, and there's an auto setup feature. It's amazing how long this has been took, you know? Given that cannons came out in RuneScape Classic.
It always makes me wonder why they decide to do like updates 1 week when it should have been done like years before, and they just decided to do it that week. It always makes me wonder how they decided to do that. I'm like, oh, we should maybe do that cannon update we were going to do back when, you know? It always makes me wonder when they do that.
Yeah, is it like somehow through suggestions or something? I don't know.
I guess it takes suggestions from the forums and the rants and that sort of thing, but I don't know.
Oh. And bones to peaches and bones to bananas can now be used on any type of bone. Previously, you could only use them on small bones.
Any type of bone up to big bones, did you say?
Yeah, yeah, that's too bad. It would be nice to use it on dragon bones, so you know?
It doesn't really make a lot of difference. You don't get the other those other bones very often.
Maybe that would make like people want to like spend more on those spells or something, you know?
Does anyone even use that spell, though?
Yeah, we use Bones to Peaches in members.
Mm-hmm.
For generating food at places.
Okay.
Like on Slayer tasks, like Dust Devils, prime example.
Okay.
We can use Bones to Bananas for generating bananas to protect... come on, what protects... What's a banana used to protect?
The two farmers here.
We should know that.
We don't know... I don't use bananas for anything. I use bananas in making fruit bat pouches. I think that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's another idea. That's good. That's good. You're on your toes. That's good. because the fruit bat pouches are useful because they can generate little papayas.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. There's your use for bones to bananas and bones to peaches.
Oh, that's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah.
You learn curry something tree. New every day.
Curry tree. They five baskets of banana. Five baskets of bananas for one curry tree. That's ridiculous.
25 okay. Bananas.
Okay.
Yeah, that is quite a bit. The Adventurer's Log was released.
Released. Officially released.
That's funny. But yet there's still no... okay, it's under community. Okay. Yeah. So
I love how they call it a new website feature.
Yeah, it got leaked a few weeks back. I'm sure you guys both remember us talking about it.
It was all over RuneWire. So.
Oh, right, yep.
But they call it beta still, you know?
Well, you'd think it was beta then, and now it's, you know...
They're falling into that same trap, you know? Like, there's no reason to list something as beta.
Except for RuneScape 2.
Yeah, it was beta.
But yeah.
Anyways, what else have we got? RuneScape Classic Reminder... You have another week or so to log into RuneScape Classic and activate your account by the end of the 24th. If you don't, it's too bad for you. We've all logged in, right?
No. Makes me wonder if they're going to do it again, though, because, you know, they were saying before when they closed down RuneScape Classic to, you know, you couldn't log in again. Unless you kept logging in every once and often, then you wouldn't be able to log in again. And then now they've opened it up to people. It makes me wonder if they're just going to open it up again, like a few years down the road.
Well, they said it was a pilot program to test the demand for it before moving on to determine how they want to re-release it.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just have to see if they do end up bringing it out again, you know?
Because it's a good thing to have. It's like going to a museum, you know? It's like yeah. time traveling without time runes. Because you go to Lumbridge, and like the Lumbridge of RuneScape Classic is completely different than the Lumbridge of modern day, you know?
Yeah, it's really novel, actually. I think it was a good idea to open it back up again. Of course, then the older people that had always gone to RuneScape Classic over the years are, of course, pissed off at this because now there's a whole bunch more people there. But they do have their own world, though.
Yeah, they shouldn't be pissed off about that.
It's, I guess it's good.
It's bringing people into the fold of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yes.
I guess it's good.
RuneScape cards launched at WH Smith in the UK, $4.99 and $12.99 for 90 days. That's if you're in the UK. Those are, of course, £4 and 99 pence. £12.
£4.
£4 and 99 pounds. Pence.
Yeah. Yeah, we all use dollars here because me and Carla are from Canada and Chief is from...
We use dollars because we have cents. A joke.
That's a good one. Where'd you hear that?
I didn't. I just made it up.
Oh, that's good.
How dare you accuse me?
Yeah.
Plagiarism. No.
Normally, everybody has like a book of jokes they use for everything, like their material.
Oh, gosh. Comedy doesn't work that way, Shane.
Sure it does. I know people who have books for their material.
That's a topic for another day. Let's keep going.
Oh. Shane, your MSN is useless. You just left our conversation again.
What? You left our conversation about 15 minutes ago.
What? I still have it open. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it says Brad has left the conversation.
It doesn't say that on mine. That's funny. Now I got two windows open.
I got three.
Wow. That's strange.
Even on Windows, MSN screws up.
Oh, okay. You're on
Windows. Yeah, that's I am right, on Windows on for Windows. This MSN.
That is interesting. Where were we? Are we on to development blog?
We were going to move on to the
development blogs.
Yes.
First one's about making elite tasks, the process that goes into them, selecting what to do. And in a way, the general way of that an achievement diary is put together, and that they got a good reception for these elite ones, so they're going for elite ones in other places, and a hard one for Lumbridge. So that's good, you know. So take a read through this on your own time.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is one chronicling XL's visit, who won the Machinima competition. He basically goes through what happened at. His visit to Jagex headquarters in Cambridge, and that he did get to witness a JMOD using the kill command to kill everything on screen.
Hmm. Sounds eerily similar to a different fan site's visit to their office there. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to go there one day, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe one day Brad and I will get put up for that podcast award and lose like it happened in his dream.
Apparently they don't let you in unless you're invited, so they just have a security card, like throw you out the door.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's why I'd make sure I was invited first.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's it for RuneScape updates. I think we took our time there. Anyways. I'm going to stop talking now and play an audio question from 99887.
Hey guys, Numbers here. My question for you this week is, do you have a favorite animal? If so, what is it? Mine is obviously a wolf by my RuneScape name. Thanks, 9987.
Well.
That's an interesting accent, you know?
It is.
I was half expecting some accent that you'd like hear in like a World War II movie combined with Chief Snake.
It didn't really sound like that at all.
Yeah. Because for those of you guys who don't know, 99887 is part German but lives in New Zealand. So if you want to give us a little bit explanation on your accent, please do. But favorite animal? Chief?
What's my name? No.
Oh, a snake.
Favorite animal. No, like I don't have a favorite animal. We don't even have snakes in New Zealand.
Okay. So what if you had to be an animal? What would you be?
That's an interesting question. I wouldn't really want to be an animal.
Okay. Hello?
But we all are animals anyhow, one way or another.
Some of us more than others.
I would be a cow because they have four stomachs.
But then you also get shot.
Not necessarily. I could be a cow living on some uninhabited island.
You could be a dairy cow.
You wouldn't want to be a cow in Alberta.
Yeah, there's lots of ranchers here. Basically, Alberta is the Canadian equivalent of Texas.
Pretty much. It's a good way
because,
of putting it.
Because we have oil, lots of people are ranchers and farmers, and we're extremely conservative.
Yes.
But, so color, animal?
I don't know. I think I'd be a dog. I think it'd just suit me better. I'm, you know, playful, that sort of thing. I'm sure I'd be a good dog. I also like dogs, too. And okay. I'm sure we've gone over this before, Shane.
We've had the dog-cat debate and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, but I like dogs, so I think I'd be one.
Okay. And I'd be a cat.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a cow, a dog, and a cat.
I would not be a cow.
Oh, what would you be then?
Well, my choice is either human, cow, or earthworm.
Earthworm?
Well, those are what I wrote essays on my biology exam. Sorry, I've got school on the brain.
Oh.
So, a cow or an earthworm?
No, neither of those things.
Oh, come on, pick one.
I don't know. What
about
then
a lemur?
I'd be a dog.
Okay.
I'd be nice to my best friend. There's an interesting. There's a.
Okay, make your animal sounds. You two bark.
I can't make animal sounds.
Yes, bark.
Pepper isn't here, so I can't get him to do it for me.
No, you do it.
No.
How would you do yours? How would you do yours, Shane?
Meow.
That's pretty good.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Mine doesn't really bark. Neither does it whine, or does it. It doesn't howl either, so it probably goes a lot. Oh, she's a good dog. She's a good dog.
Pass.
Okay. Thank you, numbers. Kala, next question.
Okay, next question. Dear Shane, Chief, and Kula, do you have a favorite director or a particular film you'd recommend watching? Also, do you think any of you... we'll do the first question first.
Yeah, favorite director first because you read it.
Okay. Favorite director. I don't really have a favorite director. I don't really... you know the big name directors, but I don't know. I don't really have a favorite director, but a particular film I'd recommend watching. Oh, I'm looking behind me here at the DVD rack. I can't really think of any good ones at the moment. But I don't know. My favorite is Johnny English with Rowan Atkinson, who of course does Mr. Bean, which Shane would not like because it's pure comic gold at its finest. And he didn't understand
and
comedy.
English comedy.
An English comedy, which is probably some of the best comedy in the world, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bean is classic, though.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen a few of the episodes and stuff. I just don't get the point. But okay.
You wouldn't, Shane.
I wanted to see that Johnny English movie, but never got around to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Chief.
I've got into some non-English movies lately because I have a friend who introduced me to a lot of them. And she recommended Amelie to me. Amelie.
That's a creep. I just want to say
it's a
creepy
cool
movie.
It's not creepy. I love it. Anyway, that one, she also showed me another one called... The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, which is also a French one. And then a Spanish one called Pan's Labyrinth. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Fight
Isn't
Club,
that a
actually.
Horror?
it's not really a horror. It's fantasy. And Fight Club. Fight Club is a really good movie. I didn't think I would be interested in it at all, but then my friend made me watch it, and it was really good. I liked it.
Okay.
It does screw with you a bit.
A particular film I'd recommend watching. Well, this weekend I'm going to be watching Star Trek again on DVD.
I knew this was coming.
And 2 weeks ago, I think it was, there's the John Travolta and that black guy. What's his black that guy's name? I forget his name. In The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. That was a good one. There was some funny parts. Kala, if you watch that, you'll see that's the kind of humor I like.
Okay. Denzel Washington, by the way.
Yes, that's it. I always get the two confused. Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. And then there's Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, and the other guy from Dr. Doolittle?
Oh, Ed Murphy.
Okay, yeah, I get all those ones confused, you know? But yeah. So either of those two I'd recommend watching. They're quite good.
Affirmative action.
What?
I said affirmative action.
Yeah, how does that relate to this?
Well, you were being equal.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. Never mind. Let's keep going.
Okay. Next part.
Oh, next part. Also, do you think any of you will be there when I get 99 farming? Well, we're here. We're there. Depends on where there is and when it is. I don't know. You'll have to give us a time, I guess. I definitely won't be there. Probably not, at least. I'm sorry. I'll be there in spirit. I don't know. You guys might be, I guess. I don't know. It depends on when it is.
Yeah, if you... I'll come to anybody's 99 party event. Just be sure to give me lots of reminders about it. Post a thing on RuneWire. Post messages on RuneWire before it's about to happen. PM me on the forum. Send these kind of questions in. And I'll kind of make it happen. It's just I forget when these things are happening if you ask me a week in advance. So, yeah, I'll try to be there. Chief?
Yeah, same sort of thing for me. I mean, happy to support any 99 farmer or any keen farmer. You know how it goes. But as long as it's not at some ungodly time, like 8 or 9 in the morning, you know, I just can't do that.
You got up to do the show with me at that time once.
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 He says
he's 95 at the moment. But still quite a bit to go. So it'll probably be
late December.
December or so. If he's fast, I guess. So yeah, thanks for the show. That's from Sensei.
Ear Shane of Edmonton, Chief of the Snakes and the King of the Kalas. If there was one item from RuneScape that you could have in real life, what would it be? Well, for me, I think going one way, it would probably either have to be my GPs or that little plushy doll of my character that I keep talking about.
It's not an item, though.
Yeah, well, it could be, you know?
Doesn't count.
Oh, fine. Well, how about my boots of lightness so I can, run really quick, you know?
Actually, that doesn't increase your speed, Shane. That just means that it makes you lighter.
Yeah, I know. Like, if I was carrying nothing, it would have me carry -4 kilograms, you know? Then I'd... And you know
how much weight does it take off the boots of lightness? Is it 4 kgs?
4 kilograms. 4 kilograms.
So yeah. How much do you weigh? How much would you weigh if you were wearing your boots of lightness, Shane?
That's a good question. Not sure in kilograms right now.
Oh, pounds.
We don't need to be discussing this.
Let's say 4 kg to pounds.
I don't think that 4 kilograms would make that much difference.
Yeah, it would make a difference. I was thinking, though, if it like made you like lighter than air, you know?
Mm. I don't know. You might go somewhere and not be able to get back down again.
But it wouldn't do anything because it's only 4 kilograms. You know, I can carry 4 kilograms around with me, and I can still run fast. If I take 4 kilograms off, I won't be able to run any faster.
Yeah, it's true.
But you guys,
well, you know, it's realistic on RuneScape in that respect, then, because if you have a negative weight, it makes no difference. It's just like being zero.
Mm-hmm.
You guys?
I'm not sure. I guess I'm thinking too practical, like one RuneScape item that would actually be useful in real life.
A hammer?
A hammer, but you can get those anywhere, though. Like, I wouldn't want to get a hammer or a feather or... Even a bronze dagger would be very useful, you know?
What about like a rune plate body?
And, yeah, but why would you want to wear a plate body around? I guess if you're, like, get assassination attempts on you all the time, but I don't think that would be very practical
school.
Because it could still go through the metal.
It's a gun shot.
And likewise with the swords, you wouldn't want to carry a sword around. Those things are bloody heavy. Other than that, someone would probably arrest you for it. So I don't know what item would be good. Oh, what item would be good? I can't even think of anything.
The whip.
Either you'd get arrested for having them, or they'd be completely useless. Or you could get them easily in real life anyways.
What about money?
Yeah, that's what I said, my GPs.
Yeah.
It's GP.
But then it's a stackable item.
You can't buy anything with GP in real life because no one uses that currency.
it's gold, nonetheless. Gold must be worth something. It'd be worth more than real life money.
I guess so. That's true.
Oh, dear.
But then people would question where you got it from. Though.
Yeah, that too, you know?
You get arrested for it.
Exactly. So you'd either be able to get it in real life or you'd get arrested for it. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go with a top hat just to be... No, that's not cool. I have no clue. What do you think, Chief?
Neither do I. I was going to go
your
with...
farming cape?
Sort, but I think we screwed that up. No, I don't want a cape in real life.
There
you
is a post
your,
on
you could wear it to your those little gatherings you go to.
Yeah, there was a post on RuneWire of people selling capes on like RuneScape real life capes on eBay. They're trying to make money off of it, I guess.
Yeah, the woodcutting cape that was on eBay had 4 bids.
It's so crazy.
For how much money?
I don't know. Not that much.
No.
So you have no ideas?
No.
I still stand by the boots of lightness, you know, so I could, like, jump like the scout on Team Fortress 2, you know?
Yeah, boots of lightness would be pretty cool.
I don't know, maybe the teleport tabs. And you'd just be able to teleport somewhere. Even doing it once would be cool.
But you don't want to teleport into the RuneScape dimension or something, do you?
That's true.
I mean, that's where they teleport you to.
good point. I don't know.
God sword.
Yeah, but no, thank you, Shane.
You wouldn't be able to use it. Maybe hang it on the wall or something.
You'd get teased for that.
Why?
You would become a social outcast.
Walk softly and carry a big sword.
Yeah, that's it. Isn't it a stick?
Yeah, but, you know, you're talking about God. Never mind.
Okay, second part. Also, if you could have a 99 in any skill with or item, which would you have with no effort?
But that would defeat the purpose of getting a 99 in a skill. It would,
but what about an item? If you could have any item, what would it be, both of you?
Well, I don't want any RuneScape items, so there.
No, in-game.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we're back in-game, you know?
Well, again, that would sort of...
How about a Christmas cracker? What does that sound?
Yeah, but you can't use it, and you might get a crappy party hat.
Yeah, but
you'd just try to sell it, exactly.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Why would you open it if the party hats are worth so much less anyways?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go with a Christmas cracker too, and then I'll sell it and buy a few party hats. There we go. Kala?
That was my idea.
Oh. I thought it was Chief's.
No.
It was a joint effort.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So all three of us are consensus.
Do we have to share it?
Yeah, sure, we'll share it. We don't need three party hats to one person. We'll share it between us. Or we could if they didn't remove the unlimited trading update. Oh, well, whatever.
You can loan it for 24 hours at a time.
That's true. It's not really like having your own, though.
I'd buy the sell the cracker, and then I'd buy a white party hat and a green party hat.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Do you like those
worth.
Colors?
Well, no, I've always wanted a white one, you know. In fact, before this whole trade thing, anybody who would give me a green party hat would get my picture. White party hat is 313 mil right now. Green is 246.
So no one ever agreed to that, did they?
No, sadly, no.
Oh,
not in time.
Poor boy.
That's too bad.
Not in time. That question was from Meg Nagnagon, who says to keep up the awesome show. Next one, Chief.
Hey, guys. If you had the choice, would you rather burn to death in a desert or freeze to death in a blizzard? Okay. Also, if you could hire a personal assassin and could pay to kill three people, who would those three people be and why? Sincerely, Italy for life. Oh, first question. I don't really know. What is the difference between burning to death in a desert or freezing to death in a blizzard? I'd probably say, well, you wouldn't burn to death in a desert, would you?
No.
You would sunburn. Just... sunburn. You'd get dehydrated.
Well, yeah, you get dehydrated, but you're not burning.
I think I would rather freeze.
Yeah, that would be a quicker death.
And
freezing
my body
to death.
Well preserved.
Yeah. You'd just get numb. Whereas burning to death, if you were actually, you know, burning by sunburn, sunburns are, not only are they painful, but dehydration is one of the worst deaths you can have, is dehydration. So I'd pick freezing.
Yeah, don't you hallucinate with dehydration?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that happen to you when you're dehydrated.
Okay.
It's pretty bad.
And if you could hire a personal assassin and could pay to kill three people, I'm not really sure. I'm not a person who holds grudges, really. Shane, shut up.
What was I going to say?
Nothing.
Okay.
Shane, who would you kill, Shane? I'm sure you could come up with a few people pretty easily.
Yeah, but I can't mention their names here. Otherwise, I'd be on a most wanted list.
So are you talking about...
No, they're not from the site.
No. So you're talking about newsworthy world leaders, then, I'm guessing.
No, people you guys don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can't talk about it here, but I do have I do, when I saw this question, a name or two leaped into my mind. But not that I would ever do that.
I would not wish death upon anyone.
Well, you would if they really screwed you over badly.
Yeah, but not right now. I'm not in any position to want that sort of thing, and I don't think I ever will wish utter death upon anyone. Just massive bodily grievance of some sort.
So, like, right. So if somebody did something to your kid, you'd rather have them, like, have something done to them, you know? Like, so if they, like, say...
Well, I can't answer that question. I don't know how I would react.
Okay.
I'm too young.
Ella? Anyone?
No, I don't know. I also wouldn't do that since I'm a pretty peaceful person, but I don't know. I've heard a lot of stories about some certain leaders that will not go named right now that, you know, they're really screwing up their country. And no, I'm not talking about America. God. Yeah, I might have the chance. I'd probably would take the chance to, if I thought it would better their country, I probably would take that chance.
Actually, but, that's right. Yeah, some countries sort of need that.
Yeah, you know, corrupt leaders that have been in power for far too long and have not helped their country, and they're just basically getting rich off of their power and powerful off of their riches. So, yeah, I'd probably do that, but I don't know. If I actually really had the chance to do that in real life, I'm not sure if I'd be able to make that decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they always track it back to the middleman.
Yeah, always that's right.
So, and in this day and age, assassinations probably don't work quite as well.
Yeah,
as
that's true. That started World War I.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I ran away from that question before I started listing off any names.
See, I didn't list any names, I didn't list any names, so I can't be placed.
Yeah. Not good away yet, Shane.
Yes.
Come on.
Farming is awesome. And I'm sure...
Hey, we hadn't finished, Shane.
I thought you guys were finished.
No, we're done. Go on.
Okay. And I'm sure I'll come to love it as much as Shane and Chief. But I need some tips just to kick off so I can get in the routine. Love the show. That's from CrazyBoy412.
All right. Go for it, guys.
Yeah, you've come to the right place for this, haven't you? Chief, you go ahead, since I've been talking for a while now.
Basically, what you want to do is go to, wait, so that I'm not typing in the MSN window, you want to go to youtube.com/user/RSBNBstuff, and when this loads, because my internet is unfortunately rather bastardized, oh my god, don't play the video, sorry, minor headphone problem here, and then you want to click on... Okay, it's not on the... you want to somehow view all of our videos. Actually, no, just screw that. Type in the search box, RSBNB farming, and then it would probably come up. Yes, it does. It comes up with how to farm part one and how to farm part two. And basically, you click on one of those, and it will show you everything you need to know. And I think that's about it.
Yeah, and my computer's just having a... little problem here right now. Whoops.
Wow. Whoa.
Okay. I selected the wrong YouTube link. And we had a little video of the space shuttle.
That was a good sound. Okay.
Yeah, so, do what Chief said. Link will be in the notes to both of his videos. Also, I just want to say that...
What was his actual question? He just really needs
some
tips. Okay. Yeah, that's it. You just need those how to farm videos, and they will show you everything.
But in general, if you're just starting out, do allotments to about 30, then switch off to trees and supplement your income with herb farming. That's as simple as I can put it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you just want a few levels, then herbs will probably get you fine.
Yeah. Cole, are you going to do farming when you get members?
I'll probably try everything out if I get the chance to do that. I probably will try it out and see if I like it first. Don't you have to log in and play it pretty periodically to effectively level up farming?
I'm guessing twice a day.
Yeah, about that. So yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it doesn't take a lot of time though.
That's true.
It's only like 10 minutes for each time you log in.
Yeah, that's true. So, I don't know, I'd probably give it a try, just like trying everything out that's new. You'd want to try everything and then see what you like and then go from there, you know? So, I'd probably try it out first.
What were those keywords you used on the YouTube channel?
If you type in RSBNB farming.
Okay, I got a farm for the future somehow.
Oh, that's interesting. If you type in how to farm, then it comes up with stuff about gold farming on World of Warcraft. So don't do that.
You don't want.
But then my video is like halfway down the page, so at least it is there.
If you type RSBNB farming, you'll get the videos you want. Then my 4 years of RuneScape, then you're 99 farming. Excellent. But links will be in the notes at update.rsbnb.com. Thank you, crazy boy. Wonder if he's crazy. I don't know.
Probably not.
Culla, next one.
Alrighty. Dear Shane, Culla, and Chief. Yes. How do you earn and spend your money for... well, I'll do that first.
Real life how or do RuneScape?
Well, yeah. I assume he means
real life or
RuneScape.
Yeah.
Okay, RuneScape then. Go ahead.
Well, RuneScape, I guess I just earn it by training stuff and training skills, training combat. Training combat I like the most, so that's probably where I'd earn most of my... I don't really earn that much because I don't really need that much, even when I do play. So, yeah, I don't really earn and spend very much to begin with. So, there you go. That's my answer. For real life, though, the same thing. I don't really earn that much, and I don't really spend that much. So, oh, the benefits of living at home. Yeah, not really too much. How do I spend my money? I guess I take out my wallet and whatever's in there, I guess I spend it. Yeah, mostly electronics, I guess. Games, DVDs, videos, books sometimes.
Okay. Chief.
In RuneScape, I mostly merchant or herb farm or something. And I spend it, well, I suppose that doesn't really apply to RuneScape. Real life, I don't earn a lot of money. Well, you know, pocket money occasionally. But I also occasionally, in some school holidays, work at a local graphic design place, which it does design and print and everything. And that earns me a little bit of money on the side. That's good. And I spend it on computer stuff.
Doing little odd jobs around the place here and there.
Yes, but they also utilize my unique skills as well, of course.
Oh yeah, that's true. And sometimes those jobs are more of a burden than you want them to be, eh?
What do you mean?
Sometimes people, you do it once and then they want you to come back and it just gets really repetitive, you know?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, I suppose. I don't really have that problem at H&A, oddly.
I meant with your little computer help stuff and stuff.
Oh, yeah, people come to me all the time. And
anyways, as for me in RuneScape, primarily herb farming. I get other money too, but I'm not sure where it comes from. Like, for instance, when I did farming, I was supposed to come out with 53K or something, but I ended up with 12 mil somehow. I don't know how that happened. But, yeah, herb farming is my main method. And how do I spend it? I spend it on more seeds. Or other things. I don't know what I'm doing
next. That's good. That's good, Shane.
Yeah. So it's a cycle then.
Yeah, it is. And as for real life, same situation as Kala. I don't earn because I live at home, but what I do have comes from birthdays and Christmases combined over the past probably around 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that very rarely gets dipped into, maybe once a year at most, and if so, that's probably about maybe 150 to 200, and maybe once every 3 to 4 years it spikes up to about 1,000, so we'll just see. That's sort of how it goes.
Oh yeah, and I also collect like empty cans and bottles for the deposit money, which ends up being like $100 every few months or so. It's pretty good. That's where I get most of my.
So do you walk around with like a cart going through the city doing that?
Not really. Although when I used to go up island to the cabin, sometimes you'd see a lot on the side of the road, so you just pick them up, throw them into the bag in the back of the truck, and go from there.
So you get out.
Yeah, get out and walk. It's good exercise, getting out of the truck and getting back in. And walking, running back.
How many times did you do this?
Oh, I don't know. You usually do it a lot in the summer, because surprisingly, you see a lot of them on the sides of the road in BC because of some of the logging roads, of course, right? Which always makes you wonder.
Yeah, what else are they doing? But yeah. Second part?
Okay, the second part. For any of you that own an Xbox 360, where do you see Project Natal going? And do you think that Microsoft will be able to keep it under $50, euros, pounds? Thanks from Marco.
And you guys, neither of you guys have an Xbox, right?
Nope.
No. Okay. You know, it's another one of those Microsoft innovations that I think once it goes to market, I'll believe it and invest in and inform thoughts on it. But right now, as it's not out to the market, I really would prefer not to speculate on it. But I think they're trying to head in the direction of the Wii kind of sort of thing, you know? But I don't know. Like, using your body as a controller, yeah, but we'll just have to see how good that is, because something tells me that'd be hard to keep track of where the body is and stuff, so I don't know. We'll just wait and see. Next one, that was from Marco. This one says, "Dear the wonderful Shane, Chief, and Kala, if you guys could be choose to be the President of the United States, would you?" No.
I don't think so.
Or would you rather have Stephen Harper be the president? Keep up the fantastic show. I would rather have Stephen Harper be the president than myself, because I believe he would be far more competent. I mean, you don't want a 16-year-old as a president of the United States, but I don't know about anyone else.
There's an 18-year-old mayor here.
Not that I don't have faith in myself, but I...
Could you have the faith to push the red button if you had to go to nuclear war with China?
No.
God. Oh, see, that's why I wouldn't want to be it. You know, they look at pictures of presidents before inauguration and after they leave office, and their hair is grayed so, so much. It's so taxing on your body. Like, even Obama now has lots of gray hairs, and he's relatively young compared to most presidents, you know, so... It's really creepy, you know. I look at the before and after pictures and just see how much they've aged.
You know,
even George Bush has aged quite a bit, and you'd think he wouldn't have any problems. Never mind, that's a topic for another day. Or would you rather have Stephen Harper as president? Is that
he's aged quite a bit too?
Yeah,
in 2006.
Not surprising, but
he's pretty gray now, you know.
A question I have is, would you rather have Stephen Harper be the president rather than myself or rather than Obama? Well, that's a loaded question.
Both. I'd have to say both, actually. Yes to both. Because for two reasons, it would save me from having to do the hard work. And I don't think that Obama was particularly the right choice, but he wasn't as bad as McCain, who would have had the potential to croak in mid-office, leading Sarah Palin to be president. So, yeah. I think that Stephen Harper would have been a better middle ground, because that's what the Republican Party needs to do. They need to be more open and bigger tent, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I think Stephen Harper would make a good president.
I think he would too, but it's hard to tell with politicians whether they're doing it themselves or whether their party is doing it or, you know, their underlings or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
This, with parties, it's hard to tell with leaders who's actually authorizing what. So, yeah, it's hard to tell. I'm not sure I'd be able to answer that one. I'm sure
Chief,
he'd make a good president, though.
Would you like to see Stephen Harper as president?
I don't really care.
Yeah, that's okay to not care right now, but when you turn 18, just make sure you don't vote for the Green
Party.
Well,
right now I don't think there's a problem.
Okay. Anything else on this one?
No.
Don't think so.
No, okay.
Keep up the fantastic show from Dollhouse.
Dollhouse with a zero.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get you to take this next one, Kala.
Okay. Hey guys, do you have a funny story about you vomiting?
Vomiting? That's...
I don't know, do you?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, you obviously have stories about you vomiting, but would you think it's funny if you're vomiting? I mean,
no.
Maybe if you're vomiting on certain heads of state, but, you know.
I don't know. In hindsight. I don't know.
It could be pretty funny, but
so
I don't think so.
Have any stories about this kind of thing?
No.
I don't even think I've vomited like in the last quite a few years, so I don't know.
I don't remember the last time I vomited. It's been that long.
It's something you don't remember. You don't want to remember it.
Yeah. I came fairly close to it last time I went to get my teeth checked at the dentist.
Oh, did they poke something near the back of your mouth?
Yeah, the x-rays.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Shane, you don't need to demonstrate.
Yeah, so, All right, I don't know, what kind of story would he be hoping for, you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You can tell us. Send us a question on the forums. Send us a message on the forums. Oh, I'm not really sure. Next part of the question. What's your favorite Christmas tune? Mine is Frosty the Snowman because it's the only catchy song I know that's been translated into the three languages that I speak. Going to be a great show, guys. Thanks very much, Brian.
You did that well.
Well, thank you very much.
So, favorite Christmas song?
Favorite Christmas song? I don't know, a Christmas tune, there's quite a difference between tune and song. Tune means a song that doesn't have lyrics or words. So if you're going by that, then I guess it would be traditional. But
it's either one.
Yeah, either one, whatever. Traditional or modern, I don't know. There's some really good traditional ones that I used to like playing a lot. But I don't know, there's a modern one that I really like on the Very Special Christmas 3 album, and it's by Blues Traveler, and it's just called Christmas. And I don't know, I really like it. It's a cool sounding rock Christmas song. So that'd be mine.
Monsieur Le Chief Snake?
Monsieur, that's what you said. I don't have a favorite Christmas tune, I don't think. I used to, but I don't even remember what it was.
Jingle Bells?
No, not really.
Okay.
Oh, the first Noel is nice. I like that, but that's sort of different.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good one. I'd have to put that as my second.
Yeah, I like that because my grandfather's name is Noel. Well, late grandfather.
Okay.
That was all the... You?
Yeah, I'd say the Noel one. Secondly, it means something in French. What does it mean in French? I forget.
It doesn't. Noel is Christmas in French, but it doesn't mean
that. It's this one, Do They Know It's Christmas? I forget who does it.
Band-Aid.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, there you go. Band-Aid. That's it.
That's cool. I used to like that, yeah.
Okay. So maybe in a month from now or so, we'll gather and sing Christmas songs?
Maybe.
Maybe we'll see.
Maybe I'll post a topic in the music forum after this about that. That would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We're getting close. Getting close to within a month.
Well, it's time to start Christmas shopping, actually.
Yeah.
Still seems so far away. Wow.
Well, it is a summer month. There.
Seems like they started early. Well, yeah, but it's summer every year.
Right.
Does that feel weird when you're hearing all the Christmas songs about snow and everything, and then you don't get any there?
Not when you're used to it.
I guess
just
so.
Normal for me.
I guess so. Oh, poor Chief.
Yeah, but you don't get snow there either on the island.
Yeah, but we still associate snow and that kind of stuff with Christmas, even though we don't get snow here. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but we still do.
Yeah, the last time there was a white Christmas here was the blizzard of 96. And that was quite some time ago. That was like 13 years ago. So, Yeah, it doesn't really snow during Christmas. It usually snows the beginning of December, once again in January, and then usually we get a dump about near spring break or so, which is really odd because you'd think snow in March wouldn't make sense. But yeah, I don't know. Usually we get snow in March. Never in February, but always in March. So I don't know what's up with that. But
yeah. Just for reference, Kala lives on Vancouver Island, and Chief Snake lives on the North Island of New Zealand near the coast.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't really.
I won't say actual town names because I think you guys value your privacy.
Yeah, and Shane lives in the frigid area of the prairie, the Canadian prairies. I'll say that.
Yeah, it was set up above actually Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is where this Edmonton. Guy's from too. Brian.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you.
So his removed part, are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Can we do it, Shane?
Yes, we can. We can.
What's his removed part?
Do you want to do that now?
Well, what happened is Brian wanted, in his question originally, he posted asking if I would play something on the piano for him. And he edited his post since then to take that part out, but I don't know why. But anyway, I planned this, so I think we should do it.
Okay, sure. Do you want to do that now or at the works, end of what works. You've been doing?
Yeah, I'll do it now. Do it now.
Okay.
So you guys just go on answering questions and stuff. And
okay.
I'll be with
I'll
you
take
shortly.
The next one because it's sort of relating to my sort of thing. Shane, what seeds does Fred's pseudo-random number generator use, and how are these processed? Basically what he's talking about here is this is relating to, skill of the month. We have this little thing we call Fred that determines the skill of the month. And what we end up doing each month is a random skill is chosen. And this skill is chosen randomly. Now as to the, question answer, the seed is done automatically by the PHP software. As of PHP 4.2, the random function seeds itself, manually. Or automatically, I mean, and I haven't looked up into what kind of seed it uses. But basically what this means, for everybody out there who isn't sure of what random numbers and seeding is, random numbers you get from a computer aren't truly random. They're what we call pseudo-random, meaning they look random, but they're generated by an algorithm. So you go through this series of steps in order to make a random number, and there's this thing called the seed, which is most often a large prime number, which is used to, as it is, seed the number generated, so it generates good random numbers. So that's what a seed is. And everybody else, recall your reaction to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2's opening statement by Shepard.
See, I didn't think about this until I remembered seeing the video on YouTube for this.
And tell everybody what this is.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. And you know what? Strangely enough, the first day of my history class this semester, my teacher said that when he was referring to history. And of course, everyone was like, yes, yes, this is good, this is good. And I was like, oh my God, no. So,
it is good, isn't it?
Oh dear, no.
Yeah, it is.
I'm turning into Shane. No, it's not good at all.
Why not?
No.
I like it. It just shows that it's a quote that actually has merit in real life and, well, not in real life, but in the that other people have adopted and that it has, stands for something, you know? So, anyways, we should get Chief's reaction on this. But while we're waiting, what he's going to do for us is he's going to head downstairs to the piano and play something. There we go. Tubes are a little clogged to New Zealand.
What does that mean?
They're always clogged.
It took a while to connect to you. But before you get underway here, Alex,
this sounds very clear for some reason. Maybe it's just because there's nothing in the background. I have no computer fans going. Sorry, what were you saying?
What do you think? The more things change, the more they stay the same. The opening line in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
I'm not sure what I think of that. I I think it's a terrible idea that they made it the opening line of. but I don't know. I agree to an extent. I have to say I do agree. Yes.
Okay. That's good. So what are you going to be doing for us?
Well, Shane. I'm going to play a piece called The Heart Asks Pleasure First, which is the theme from the movie The Piano. And I'm not actually going to play the whole thing.
What year was this composed?
Don't know the whole thing. I'm not sure. It doesn't say on here.
Okay. Do you want us to applause at the end? Or you already got a cheering section there.
No, I don't. So.
Okay.
I don't know. You can if you want. It's not. I have to make sure you can hear it too. So, you know, just tell me what you think. How is that?
Yeah, I was able to hear it.
It depends. Okay. Were you really banging on it, or are you actually going to play at that volume?
Oh no, that was just normal. That was. Okay. So is that fine?
Yeah, it's fine. I can boost it after if need be.
Okay, good. Okay, here we go. Whoops, screwed it up. And that kind of is where it finishes. I don't know that a lot more than that.
Okay.
That's what I'm learning at the moment anyway.
Okay.
And
that sounds good.
Sort of way out of the league I would usually play stuff in. There's another one I was learning.
Oh, so that's
that's more advanced than what I would usually do. There was one I started learning. Actually, I've done 2 weeks learning this one, which it's really bad, actually. I don't know how to play it that well, but we can just leave it there if you want.
Yeah, we'll just leave it there, and we'll come back to you another day for maybe a Christmas song or something.
I can't play any Christmas songs.
Okay, well, then we'll come back to you in July for O Canada, then.
That sounded really good, Chief.
Yeah, it did. You gonna break the fiddle out?
I don't know. I'd have to go get it, and everyone would be wondering why I'm just decided to spontaneously play it. So,
so what
actually,
kind
I'm
of
glad
stuff
no one's
do you?
Here. I don't know if
maybe another time.
What kind of stuff do you play with it?
Oh, the simple answer would be fiddling music. The difficult answer would be I don't know. There's a lot of different types. I used to play classical a lot a few years ago. And,
you ever played for a funeral?
No, I've never played for a funeral, but a lot of times I'd be asked to play at weddings in my family. So I'd play some happy song, right? But no,
is this
I've never
like
played
one you could all like gather around and clap your hands and dance in a circle?
No, not like Alberta Square Dances, but ironically enough, I did go basically there's a group called the city I live in, Victoria Fiddle Society, and I just said the name, didn't I? What they do is every month they have a jam, so there's like 50 people or 50 to 100 people that all come together and they all fiddle all at the same time, right? So, you know, around in a circle and that sort of thing. But sometimes they'll put on dances, yes, and they'll put on square dances. And not really square dances, but kind of, I guess they call them West Coast dances. We borrow a lot in our fiddling tradition, so borrow a lot from Cape Breton, from Scotland, from Ireland, and of course from the Métis, which the Métis are part French, part native Canadian.
That's right.
And And, yeah, so we do borrow a lot of stuff. But, yeah, those are lots of fun, but I don't really dance to them. I play the music at the dances. So.
Oh, so you can't dance and play at the same time.
No, I can't dance and play the same time. It's a bit difficult to do, actually.
And, Chief, I don't think you can dance and play the piano at the same time, eh?
Not quite.
That's even getting more there.
You know, I practice.
Okay. Okie dokie, then. That was a nice little interlude there.
It's fun to play and watch other dancers because they always screw up sometimes. It's really funny. Yeah. Lots
so,
of fun,
Chief,
though.
Are you continuing from your present location or what?
Good question, actually. No, I think I'll move again.
Okay. Anyways, that last question about number seating, we kind of got distracted by the piano and the fiddle talk, but it's from Alt Mac Daddy or Traversa. Thank you. Chief?
Oh, so you didn't get very
next
far.
One.
Dear Shane, Chief and Color, and any other guest hosts, if the temperature is zero outside today and it's going to be twice as cold tomorrow, how cold will it be? Also, if con is the opposite of pro, is Congress the opposite of progress? Thanks, keep up the great show from MX. MX, yes. I think you would have to base it on the average temperature for the region or whatever, and then say that... Okay, actually, I have no clue. Shane, you're the weather
expert. That's a very good answer. That's a very good answer, actually, for this. But I was going to say that you could also factor in wind. Because you get a wind chill when you're around that temperature. So you could factor that in, too. Mm-hmm. So temperature is either going to be zero, or it's going to be twice as cold as it is with the wind chill. Or what you can do is you can look into what Chief said with the averages, which is actually a reliable way of forecasting weather. Is there joke behind this we're not getting?
No, it's supposed to be a riddle, you know, like zero.
Oh.
What is twice as cold as zero? But the thing is cold is a feeling. You can't feel things that are twice as. It's like saying I love this person twice as much as I love this person, or you know, it's twice as cold now than it was then, or it's a feeling. Like if you're saying it's like if it's -4. And then it's zero normally, you can't say it's twice as cold because twice as cold isn't really, you know, what are you basing it on? You know, if you take averages, if it's usually 10 degrees and then it's 5 degrees now, you still can't say it's twice as cold as it usually is because you're not basing it on anything, right?
Yeah. And if con is opposite of pro, is Congress opposite of progress?
I looked at this.
I agree.
And, if you look at it that way, then yes, it probably is. But the opposite of progress is regress. So,
oh, true. That's right. That's right. Yes. Well, no, it's not.
So that's a bit unfortunate. But yeah, I got the joke. I liked that. It's pretty funny.
I don't think it works because gress isn't a word, and so therefore. To prefix it with anything doesn't work. See, Congress and progress are words on their own. And
I don't know, but you know, U.S. Congress is the opposite of progress, but I think that's what he's trying to get across.
Yes.
Thank you, Amex. Yes. Last question can go to, say, Kala.
Sure. Dear Shane and others, I have two questions to ask. First, do you think it would be a good idea to have prayer books like the magic books so as to have high-level prayers? What do you think?
What does this mean? Like,
I'm not really sure.
Any ideas, Chief?
No, I don't actually know either.
Aren't they already like that? Like in the list going from lowest to highest? I think maybe he means by... sorting by type.
You know how there's the three God books. What he's suggesting is that there'd be a window, like a window. No, never mind. There'd be a prayer book, kind of like the three Zamorak, Gothic, and Ceridoman prayer books, except for magic. I think that's what he's suggesting, right?
Something like that, I guess.
Or no, the other way around. Yeah, I don't know, but they sort of double as the same thing. But anyways,
they're kind of the same thing as they are already, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. Part of the show to talk about one item and all the pros and cons. With that, I suggest you to head over to the Informer once again, because Marco has started a new piece, which we'll be talking about later, so informer.rsbnb.com. Oh, I was talking about window. Was that was my fourth MSN window that opened the session. Anyways.
Those questions were from Optimaniac.
Interesting name.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Which means you're maniacal about...
What did you just do, Shane?
I pressed your video.
Oh, okay, that one.
Why would you think I did?
I thought you were playing an old audio question or something. What?
No. Time to move on to tech news. 1080p is coming to YouTube. The YouTube blog says we're excited to say that support for watching 1080p videos in full resolution is on the way. And starting next week, YouTube's HD mode will add another option for viewing in 1080p, of course, depending on the resolution of the original size. So we have a few examples of 1080p videos here, one of which is of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the resolution of the dog's fur on his nose and his whiskers and his eyes and stuff. He looks like a rather calm dog. And then I got another one here of the space shuttle launch, which you guys can check out from last year, I believe it was. Let's see, what year is this here? January 11th, 2009. Yeah, it was that night launch we all watched. Okay. So, yeah, YouTube HD, which is something that is, quite frankly, something that's been long awaited, because it's been this low resolution barrier that's been the problem of YouTube uptake to things on the big TVs and such. So with 1080p YouTube, it's only a matter of time before we start seeing TV shows and stuff for the major networks streamed on there and stuff. So
Can't you already see some TV shows on there, like complete TV shows?
Not here in Canada, at least.
I think you can. I'm sure I've seen some things somewhere. Maybe not complete TV shows, but like the highlights of them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just that the downloaded torrents. Oops, did I just say that?
You just said downloaded torrents.
Of certain TV shows that I know Chief watches, he said have been better quality than actual TV that would have been seen on like a DVD or something. So, yeah.
I guess it depends on your TV as well. So
yeah, Chief, what do you think? Is he here? Have you downloaded torrents? For the quality.
I don't know. The quality is good, but I don't know what you're talking about, me saying they're better than DVDs. 720p would be better, obviously, but
yeah, but the regular size. Doesn't it just look like there's not as much grain in the downloaded ones compared to like a DVD?
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch TV shows on DVD.
Okay. Well, anyways, YouTube 1080p is out. You can check out these demo videos to see what it looks like. And this next thing is relating to Google Chrome OS, which, as you might infer from the name, is pretty much Google Chrome in a quick booting Linux distribution. So web-based OS using the internet for everything. Now, they have a video about rethinking the operating system, which you guys can watch on your own time. But does this upset anyone else, sort of, as to the reliance on third parties like Google to create a stored online cloud data center that you're relying on solely for your computer?
When you're saying that it would be all online, would that mean you'd have to have an internet connection to use your computer?
Yes. Huh. Yes.
See, that's a bad thing because people use their computers when they're not able to have an internet connection for other things, you know, like say on airplanes.
That's true.
Airplanes, sometimes you can't get internet connection and you use your computer on them a lot to watch movies or do work or that sort of thing, you know, like business people would find this atrocious.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think that's a very good idea to, you know, need the internet to use a computer.
Yeah, well, again, like we were talking about, we're just not ready for it. It's a good idea in concept, but we don't have...
Yeah, that's true. You're not ready for it down there, eh?
And would it also mean that a slower internet connection would mean that it would be slower loading up, like, your files or that sort of thing that aren't even online?
Well, yeah, because everything, like, your documents, like, your Office suite would be stored on Google Docs.
Yeah, so basically...
If you had a 56K connection, you'd have to wait.
So this would be a good thing if you were, say, in Scandinavia, but if you were in, say, Africa, it would not be a very good plan then. So
yeah, that's right.
I don't know. It works in some places. It doesn't work in most. So it's
but
it's
for me,
be...
I'm trying to figure out what kind of computer would use Google Chrome OS.
Yeah, because
they are definitely targeting it at netbooks.
Netbooks are kind of stupid in my view.
Which they have actually specifically stated they are doing that.
By the end of the next year, they're going to be on netbooks, but are people going to want that when they can have Windows or something, you know?
That doesn't see, it still doesn't make sense because laptops, you know, you take everywhere and you don't usually have, like with desktops, you definitely have your internet connection. You keep it wherever you go, right?
Yeah, that's
it's in
right.
the same place. Whereas with laptops and netbooks, you'd go places and you don't have internet. So, I think it's actually kind of stupid. They're marketing towards laptops. You'd think it would be better to market it towards desktops.
Yeah,
but even then, why do you have it at all? Because there's so much better options with Windows and Mac with the desktops.
Yeah, and you can hook up any of these OSs to the cloud anyway. So that's what I'm wondering. Like that's my main thing. I'm wondering, you know.
I mean, I haven't even looked at it, but the idea that you have to have an internet connection to do offline stuff that you could do on another OS offline,
well, you'd have to,
that seems kind of strange.
You'd save them in temporary cache locally, but they'd be permanently saved when you reconnect to the network. You can already do that with Google Docs and Gmail.
And that's another thing. Would it be easier for hackers to get into your stuff since it's on the internet?
Well, it's Unix.
Yeah.
And Google. So,
well, yeah,
we'll see.
People wouldn't use this OS, so why would you write something to hack it, right?
I don't know. I think in 2010 we're going to be talking a lot about Google Chrome OS, but if you guys were getting a netbook, just say you were getting one, would you prefer to have Google Chrome OS, Ubuntu, Windows 7, or Hackintosh 10.6? Kala?
I'd probably get 7, just because of the simplicity.
7.
Chief? Okay.
7.
Oh my god, you guys.
Personally, you're talking about your Hackintosh and having to, like, redo everything.
Yeah, it is like a house of cards, you know? But
smart
if,
enough
but if
to
one
do
was...
that. You'd have to update everything and it'd be such a hassle. So, no, I'd go with Windows 7. I haven't even found any problems with Vista myself, so... Why would I switch over? So
yeah, that's a good question, but I'm sure we can talk about this at length. But next year will be the year to talk about all this. We'll get Paul on to talk about because I know he's already downloaded the VMware image of it. And he's gonna play with it, you know. So
he would. We'll he would.
Oh, that's cool. So,
yeah, I would have done that in my younger days, but I can't be bothered anymore.
Yeah.
Younger days.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like when I was 16, 15, 14.
Ugh.
But
do you feel like you're getting old, Shane?
No, I just feel like I don't get to play around in these operating systems like I used to, you know?
Yeah.
Do you know how big the image of it is? What file size?
No, because I'm not sure what it is because you have to build it yourself.
Oh, right.
You have to compile it. So yeah, you need to know a little bit of Unix terminal to do that. But
So it's not so it's not user friendly either then.
No, not it's at the not moment. Not at this stage.
But that's just because it's the source.
Yes.
Yeah. I've built software before. Did you know that if you build your own software on your own computer from source code, it actually works better?
Hmm.
But that's a topic for another day and possible Informer article. So with that, we're going to head off to other things, unless anybody else has any tech news they want to discuss.
Nope. No.
Okie dokie then. I'm going to point you guys once again to our SBNB Informer. We've launched a new little feature this week, where at the end of each week, Marco will take a look and sum up the economic headlines of that week. It's also posted on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. So take a look, read, and enjoy. And while you're also there, you can check out the article from Devo, as we mentioned, the article this week about the rest of the magic spell update from Chris, and of course an update from me regarding, what did I write my article about this week? I forget, you guys both read it.
Oh gosh, I've forgotten too.
Apple tax.
Apple tax, yes, Apple tax.
Okay, so read. Read all three of those and you'll walk away a smarter person. Not that you're already not smart, but we just aim to educate with our articles. But we got a skill of the month update. It's currently fishing, I believe. Yeah, it's fishing.
Woodcutting.
Oh, no, woodcutting. When was fishing?
Fishing was 2 months ago.
I'm sorry. Currently, Adaron Cronon is winning with 7.15 million experience. Second is Italy for Life with 6.35, and third is Brian Asaviz 1 with 3.7 million experience.
Asavsi.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Asavsi.
Okay.
It's pretty easy. That's how I say it.
And you have 360K.
Yay! It would be higher if I had more time to play it this week, but I'm aiming for top 10, which might be a bit hard. Maybe I'll go for top 11, but I don't know.
You have 10 days.
I do have 10 days. So might be able to get there, might not. We'll see, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm using Willows, too, and free-to-play. So you guys suck for not...
Hey, you know, this time 2 years ago, Shane, we would have been getting 99 woodcutting.
We got it at the end of December, though.
No, we got it in January.
Oh, right. Okay. But yeah, we would have been working on the way, you know?
I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah, 2000.
Yes, it was. I won that race.
You did not.
But I am going to win something else that's coming up next week.
What, Operation Mustard Sky?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I believe King Cole
has a pick for us. You don't
even
have any competition, Shane.
Wait, pick. What? Oh, right, pick. I got a pick this week. My pick is the very old video game called Descent, and it was released in 1995, which I think Chief scorned at last night when I talked to him about it. But actually, it's quite good. And what it is,
he
it's
would have
a,
been 2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years old. Boy, I would have been.
And how old you? Four.
I would be five.
Okay.
I would be four. Four and a half. Boy, that's a long time ago.
Give us a rundown.
Basically, it's a first-person shooter game, but it's not your average first-person shooter, as you are basically a spaceship, and you're going around and you're shooting not people, but robots. And so there's actually no blood in this game, but it's really it's really cool and satisfying because... Because it seems like you're there and doing the stuff. And there's lots of explosions, too, which also helps when there's no blood. But it's lots of fun and really fast-paced. And they had a really good multiplayer because apparently the multiplayer was really simple at the time to connect
to.
So
what?
And
you played like LAN or?
Over IPX, I think.
Wow,
that's pretty old, right?
Interesting.
That's pretty old.
Yeah, really.
We are talking 1995 here. You know, this is before, this is Windows 95 was just getting released at the time. This was on DOS. And they've also ported it later, a few years later. They're pretty quick at that. No, a few years later to Mac OS, which I actually have on this
OS
old machine over here. I'm not really not sure. I think it's the old Mac OS.
Probably System 7 then.
Probably. I'll have to look that up later. Yeah. But the one thing that I really liked about it was it had an awesome soundtrack and music is timeless and it still sounds good. And I'll probably be posting a topic on this in music forum not too far from now because I really like
music. That's two now. That's two.
Yeah, that's two. I've been meaning to do these for a while now. But
so I'm going to ask, where can you get this game?
Where can you get this game? They do actually have
the Pirate Bay.
No, that might not work. It is in 1995, and it was for DOS, so it probably wouldn't work as well. But you can actually play it on Vista, probably. They released the source code in the late 90s, and they were
then someone rebuilt it for the NTOS.
Yes, someone rebuilt it. They called it D1X, and they did also Descent 2, which was the sequel, D2X.
It is on the Pirate Bay. It is on the Pirate Bay.
I'm not surprised.
Hey, I don't condone this. I'm just saying.
It's there. Okay. It's there.
Could you buy it from a store?
It's also on Good Old Games. I can't remember their site name. Good Old Games. GOG.com.
Okay.
They have it on there, GOG.com, and maybe I'll post a link to that. But if you also look on YouTube,
show notes.
Yes, if you also and you can get both Descent 1 and Descent 2 for $5.99. I'm guessing that's U.S. dollars. But
that's pretty good.
That's a good way of getting it. You know. Whoops.
Yeah, I think you would.
Okay.
Yeah. So I really liked it. If you can also look on YouTube and see a bunch of videos for it, and that's probably the best way to see if you'll like it or not. But I really liked it. I really liked playing it back when I was a wee young toddler. No.
So that's Descent, former Descent. Windows 95 game, ported to later operating systems.
If you like first-person shooters plus sci-fi, you probably will like this game. Go check
and now
it out.
I'm going to ask Mr. Chief Snake what he's been up to.
What have I been doing? I've had exams. Really, I've been studying. Yes.
Okay. Is that it?
Pretty much.
Okay. No broken legs. I don't know.
You tell me what else I've been doing.
Yeah, that's probably about it. I think. Hey.
Nope. No exciting stories about vomiting?
No. Afraid not.
No projectile vomit after your exam?
No. I heard some interesting stories about some people who went to, I think it was Peru last year, in some sort of school trip, and that didn't go down so well.
I see. Well, we won't ask about that then, but use your own minds. He's been studying. Two exams left, I believe. So
yeah, I've been doing some coding. I fixed a PHP problem which Shane couldn't fix for me, but that wasn't his fault. It was actually all mine.
You didn't show me that code in the database schema, so I couldn't. But and if he fails his exams,
even
he's
if I
be
did show it to you,
you probably
wouldn't have noticed it.
He's going to be carted off to some labor camp somewhere. That's how brutal his parents are.
I have a chemistry exam on Monday, which is not going to go particularly well.
Have you studied for it?
No, I'm going to start studying tonight or tomorrow. i.e. for one day.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. You know, then it's fresh in your head. I've done that and I got like 75% on the exam.
Well, I'm not doing chemistry next year, so it'd be nice to get good marks. Otherwise,
yeah, that's good
pass.
Because just pass. But remember, all science is either physics or stamp collecting. With that said, Mr. Koloff, what you been up to?
What have I been up to? My life has been pretty similar, except instead of exams, I've been writing essays nonstop. I had, I think it was three or four due this week. And so basically, every night, I'd be be on MSN and I'd be talking, and then I'd be writing essays at the same time. So I learned a lot of interesting things, but I'm glad I'm somewhat done them. I don't know. I have another one due on. I have another one due next Wednesday, and then I've got a few due at the end of semester, which is the beginning to middle of December, and then I also have finals.
What courses are these for?
Oh, I've got one English, which is almost done. I just have to do the research essay. History, which I just have to do the final exam. Poli sci, I just have to do the research essay, plus a 20 question multiple choice. Asia Pacific, just a research essay in the final, and I'm forgetting one. Geography.
This is why I chose science as my major.
Yeah, sciences. If you want to do really complicated things that you might not understand, science is for you. If you want to write a lot and write on things that you are interested in, then that's good. But be prepared to write a lot, and I mean a lot.
Okay. Any RuneScape stuff?
That's what I've been up to. RuneScape. I really haven't had much time for it, but the chances I get, I've been going and doing wood cutting at Willow's a drainer. I think I've stood in the same like 30 spot radius for the past like 2 months now.
Oh yeah, so, that happens with wood cutting.
Yeah, ever since I finished off the strength skill of the month, and that was in August. I think I've been at drainer doing stuff with doing wood cutting with very little else, but yeah, that's basically what I've been doing. So
okay,
all you members below me in Scottum, if you do not get past me, I shall laugh at you. not really.
I guess it's my turn now, isn't it?
What have you been up to, Shane?
I had a quiz this week on the atmosphere, which went okay. I have an assignment due Wednesday for that class, and I have a essay due on the Friday. I did clarify that. He said the end of the day on the 27th. It's due. So
okay.
My essay is on a developing nation. I chose Niger because, quite frankly, it's the worst place to live in the world. Ranked last on the latest UN Human Development Index report. So if you're looking for somewhere to vacation in sub-Saharan Africa, Niger is not your place. But RuneScape, I got 98 agility, 410k away from 99. I just have to work things out with the VIPs for the party, and then we'll have a date for that, but I'd expect sometime in the next week. Stay tuned for RuneWire for notes on that. Yeah, but 99 agility wrapping up, and what happens after that, I'm not entirely sure yet.
You'll probably take my suggestion, because you've done
that,
like for your 99s ever since I came back. If you look at it, you did fletching first, like I mentioned, and then you did attack, which I mentioned. Now you're doing agility, which I mentioned. So yeah, I guess I'll control your future, your RuneScape future.
So what would you say I'd do next?
See, if it were me, I'd say finish off getting your 99s on combat, but since you aren't very keen on that, I'd say keep going with thieving, because you were getting up to 80 there, and then I'd do that because it's really boring, and then you'd get it out of the way.
No, please.
It's not very useful, is it? I don't know. What do you think you would do?
I'm not entirely sure yet. It's either a toss-up between general skilling to prevent some of the younger people from catching up to me, or...
Pride.
Not you, Chief. Not you. Or no, one or two 99s I'm contemplating.
Maybe just train your lowest skills.
Yeah, but that's mining, and mining's just...
No, you can mine with me. I've got a mine. That's why I'm not playing at the moment.
Do you want to mine to 99?
No, just to 80.
Okay.
80? Why not go to 85 so you can get ruined?
There's no point to making rune items anymore.
Because mining is the last skill. Mining is the only skill that is not above 80, or is not above 79, I should say. Like that PHP problem.
Okay, well, I think we're done for this episode of RSPNB Update. A long episode at that. I'm sorry if you had fell asleep during this episode, but I don't think you would have. So with that said, we're going to say goodnight.
Did you hear my yawning?
No. No.
Yeah.
No. We're going to say goodnight for Chief Snake. Rumire.com/Chief_Snake. Who doesn't like snakes? He's scared of them, in fact.
I've never seen a snake in real life.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and actually, I probably have. No, I have it. Zooms, but...
Okay. And King Kala, runemire.com/King_Kala.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you spell
goodbye,
it right.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.